Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Turning Pain into Power podcast this week. It's just me again. We've got some amazing guests coming up within the next few weeks, but for today, I just thought I would reflect on a recent decision I've made that may be sort of unfamiliar to you, or you might have wondered why people take this route or invest in certain things. So I thought I would just kind of open myself up and let you guys know what I have recently committed to. So I have enrolled and registered with a certified life coach. Specifically, I'm working with a woman who is a representative of Tony Robbins life coaching. As you guys know, I went to Unleash the Power Within almost a year ago. I can't believe it was almost a year ago, but it definitely really opened me up and really made me think hard about what I want my life to look like and how I will attempt to get to that place. And unfortunately, I have been looking back recently on the past few months of this year, 2019, I realized that I haven't really made any big moves forward, and I want to figure out why, and I want to figure out how to overcome that and how to recognize either my own self-sabotage behaviors or what exactly is getting in my way to prevent me from reaching the goals that I want to make happen for myself. I actually was shopping around for different life coaches. I had gotten a bunch of recommendations off of people that I know that are entrepreneurs or in their own business worlds that have used life coaches previously. I specifically enlisted with a Tony Robbins coach because I have pre-registered for another Tony Robbins event within the next 2 years. I've decided to do a program called Life and Wealth Mastery, but I cannot, I haven't figured out which agenda or which date I'm going to be attending yet. So I have put that on hold, but along with the Life and Wealth Mastery included six sessions with a life coach. So I was able to invest in this woman. Her name is Ivana, and we've only had two sessions together, but she so far has been so fierce. She has been very encouraging and very positive, and she reminds me to celebrate myself and to think about what has gotten me to this point and why I need to remember that that is worth celebrating as well. And we have taken a personality test. It's called the DISC, D-I-F-C, and that basically breaks down your levels of emotional intelligence. So for me, I'm what's called a high I, and that means that I am a total innovator. I am very much a people pleaser, and I'm very concerned with how others receive me and making everyone happy. And I am also very creative. I have a bunch of ideas, but my downfall is that I am very easily distracted or discouraged. So working alongside of Ivana, I am working toward making a list of things that I need to do every single day toward building the life that I desire. And I need to set aside focus time where I will accomplish only those things. And I won't worry about all of the other tabs I have open. And I won't worry about, you know, what's going to be happening in 3 hours. I will just remember to stay in the present moment, using the present moment to my advantage and making sure that every single thing that I have to do for one day today will be accomplished. So that's pretty much the main reason why I invested in a life coach. And now I also feel like I need to differentiate between a therapist and a life coach. So a life coach is someone who can guide you as far as your career goals or your life aspirations or what do you want to make happen for yourself. Your life coach is there as a sounding board. And, you know, with Ivana specifically, we use this DISC test to kind of diagnose what my blocks have been and what my triggers have been and how to better move through them. A therapist goes much, 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 much deeper. A therapist works with your past. A therapist works with the deep emotional traumas that you have lived through and how they are holding you back, and how by working through therapy, either, you know, different exercises or whatever that they prescribe to you can help you along your path of overcoming those past triggers of yours. So a life coach is not a therapist. There are things that I am working on, be it my own body, be it my own self-esteem, anxiety, depression, all of those things I reserve for my therapist, because that is a behavioral cognitive dissonance. And my life coach is here to not only define my goals, but to help me stay on the track to make them happen. It is not really her responsibility to heal my past for me. She's here to keep me on track for my future. So I guess that's, in summary, if you're looking for the cliff notes of this comparison, your therapist heals your past, your life coach guides your future. So I just thought I would touch base on that, because I know a lot of people have heard the term life coach thrown around, and it's a little confusing as to what it is or why someone would feel like they need one. And I just wanted to be an open book and let you guys know that I am very much working toward a life that I'm proud of and a life that is full of purpose and is one that I look forward to every single day. But I'm not there yet. And I haven't been there, and I've been feeling very discouraged with myself, and I've been immediately bullying and punishing myself for things that, honestly, I was unaware, you know? I was unaware that I'm the personality type to be easily distracted or to self-sabotage or any of those things. So by bringing in this life coach, she can really talk me through all of this and really, like, bring to light everything that I do that blocks me from what I could have accomplished a long time ago. And it makes my goals and my future seem so much more optimistic and so much more attainable. And I can't wait to freaking just hit the ball out of the park by the end of this year. Now that I have Ivana in my back pocket, she's my secret weapon. I have everything I need inside of me. She's just there to kind of make sure that I'm putting in the right dosage, or I, you know, all the ingredients are at the proper measurements for the masterpiece that is coming. So that's all I have to share today. I hope that this got your wheels turning as far as maybe a life coach is something that you should think about investing in as well. And if you are in that boat, please feel free to reach out to me. You can email me or send me a DM on Instagram. I am more than happy to give you some of the resources that I have, depending on whatever it is that you'd like to accomplish or that you're struggling with. So let me know if you need me. I love you. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.